Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, December 5th, 2024. The annual Festival of Lights Parade in Bangor is coming up on Saturday. It's December 7th at 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bangor. The parade will include marching bands, floats, dancers, and other performers, and will be capped off with an appearance by Santa Claus. The parade will be followed by the official lighting of the tree in West Market Square. In case of unsafe weather, the parade will be rescheduled to the following Saturday, December 14th, at the same time, to ensure everyone's safety. The 2024 Festival of Lights Parade is sponsored by Bangor Rotary and local businesses, and you can find more information at bangorrotary.org. The Community Artist and Maker Program Series, also known as CAMPS, is a collection of free and paid programs offered this winter through the Fab Lab at Haystack Center for Community Programs. It's in Deer Isle Village on Church Street. They are having some workshops this winter, and registration opens on Friday, December 6th. First come, first serve. Workshops will be open until they're filled or until 2 weeks prior to the workshop. CAMPS broadens Haystack Mountain School of Crafts year-round programming, offering dynamic community-based education and collaboration in craft, making, and digital design. The school continues to partner with local artists and makers to lead CAMPS workshops. James Ryder, the technology director, says, quote, "These activities emphasize skill development, knowledge exchange and innovation, fostering inspiration within the local community, and nurturing future makers, artists, and designers," end quote. CAMPS kicks off with a holiday open house this weekend on Saturday, that's December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They invite you to join them to learn more about the Fab Lab and CAMPS programs and offerings with refreshments and festive crafts at this free family-friendly event. You can find more information at haystack-mtn.org. The Ellsworth Historical Society invites people ages 5 and older to join them this weekend to make Victorian-inspired ornaments, including a cornucopia, fan, ball, chain, star, and gilded walnut. The event is for adults and children. Adults who won't be making ornaments don't need to register themselves, but should guide their children through the crafting process. Each reservation includes a seat at the craft table and a play setting with all the materials needed to create 5 ornaments. The cost is $10 for adults and $5 for children, including materials. And that's happening on Sunday, December 8th, at the Chamberlain House at Ellsworth Falls. There will be sessions starting at 10:30, noon, and 1:30 p.m. For more information and to register for a spot in one of the sessions, go to ellsworthhistory.org. Also on Sunday in Castine at the Wilson Museum, they're offering a nature-friendly ornament-making workshop in collaboration with the Castine Arts Association. It's a drop-in anytime between noon and 3 p.m. They say, quote, "Stop by the museum's Hutchins Education Center anytime between noon and 3 to make fun and festive decorations. Supplies for ornaments will be provided by both organizations, and participants are welcome to bring must-have craft supplies from home as long as they are nature-friendly. Visit the museum's calendar of events for recommendations on what types of craft supplies to use. It's a free event and all ages are welcome." In connection with that workshop, Wilson Museum is participating in Castine Arts Association's 5th annual holiday tree trail as a satellite location. The tradition invites individuals and families to choose a tree along a designated trail in Witherly Woods Preserve and adorn that tree with nature-friendly decorations. This year, the community is welcome to also decorate trees of all kinds on the Wilson Museum campus. The tree decorating project got underway on November 29th, and it runs through January 6th, and decorating may take place anytime during that time frame. The Holiday Tree Trail in Witherly Woods Preserve is in cooperation with Maine Coast Heritage Trust. More information about those events can be found on the Wilson Museum's calendar of events at wilsonmuseum.org. There's a lot more happening this weekend and next week, but that's all I have time to get to today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow and every weekday morning at 8 for Around Town. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown, and you can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.